first of all, I think I should specify that there's not one single fair trade label. There's a series of fair trade labels because there are different fair trade systems. Fair trade is not a term that is legally protected by government regulations. It is basically a term that can be used by anyone, but there are different NGOs that have set up some fair trade systems and they have registered a private trademark. For instance, Flo, which represents the majority of fair trade foods that you can find in your, for instance, in your supermarket. Flo is the Fair Trade Labeling Organization International. Flo is by far the predominant voluntary system for fair trade. It's a non-governmental organization. It is made of 20 national fair trade organizations, mainly based in developed countries, but there's also one that is in Mexico, for instance. So these organizations together have founded this federation, this FLO, and they have a private registered trademark, which guarantees that the traded products meet the FLO standards for fair trade. Basically, in the FLO system, FLO prohibits the further recruitment of children under the age of 15. So it means that a company that wants to be FLO certified won't be able to hire children under the age of 15. Now, for those children that were hired in the past, before the company got certified, there's a system of monitoring to make sure that these children who no longer work in the company won't go into worse forms of labor, like more dangerous or more exploitative forms of labor. Also, it is important to underline that FLO recognizes that in some cases, child labor is very important to the economic well-being of the family, of households. And in some cases, it's impossible to abolish a child labor overnight and send the children back to their homes because their parents and their family might just starve. So FLO recognizes this reality. And what they do is that they ensure that when some children that were previously employed by the company still do some work on a part-time basis, for instance, for the company, for instance, a few hours of a day, these children are properly monitored, that they don't enter into dangerous forms of work. For instance, they don't work with chemicals, they don't work in very physical and hard activities. And also that these children are paid regularly, are paid a decent remuneration, and that they have enough time to attend school, that, you know, that working on the company does not jeopardize their ability to go to school and to receive education. But also FLO strives to eliminate this type of child labor, and there must be in the company some kind of commitment to phase out the labor of children on the company.
Do you think the control mechanisms are sufficient to make sure that this is respected?
On this, I cannot give an answer because my job is not to monitor the control mechanism. What I know is that FLO has created FLOCERT. It's a separate organization that certifies that the companies using the FLO label, the fair trade label, meet the standard of FLO. They also have inspectors who regularly monitor these companies to make sure that there are no abuse, that the standard is really complied with. And they have some regular inspections and also some surprise controls and spot checks. So this is supposed to ensure that the companies cannot cheat with the standards.